Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Tuesday. Exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
He lines up under center over the left side, and he is in for a one-yard touchdown run. Josh Allen's first rushing touchdown since week one. Allen in the shotgun takes the snap. Three-man rush in the end zone to Mac Hollins for the touchdown. The barefoot wonder. And the Bills are back in front. Back to pass. Pocket collapsing. Allen squirts away from it. Throws to the end zone, and it's caught for a touchdown. Dawson Knox with the 12-yard touchdown reception. Rodgers looking to load up, fires deep, rainbow down the field, looking for Mike Williams, and it's intercepted. Taron Johnson, welcome back. A humongous interception.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
I'm back in the New York room.
All right, it is Victory Tuesday. Good morning. Shake out the cobwebs. You're up. I'm up. Josh is up. I don't think Joe's up. Joe went to the game.
They had to keep it close all the way to the end.
Not only did they have to keep it close, they had to have it be a long game. Holy cow, that game was long. And the penalties, of course. A lot of people are going to complain about the penalties. I get that, too. All right, we're back, right? Everybody's back. Everybody's happy. Not stressful at all. I actually did not find the game to be that stressful. I don't know that a lot of Bills fans operate the way that I do in games like that, which is, I think they're going to win this the whole time. This is all these exercises and, okay, go ahead and take the ball back, Jets. All right, sure. Interception. There it is. Game's going to end. The Bills are going to get their first down. And maybe that's just coming from, you know, the last 5 years. What do? They win tons of games. And they never lose three in a row. They often don't give games away. Lots of teams do. The Bills often don't. So I have, I've adopted a bit of a, of course they're going to win this game. And then when they don't, there's shock. You know, then Houston last week. Then there's legitimate shock. Or one of the Titans losses in there where Josh falls on a quarterback sneak. I'm usually operating from they're going to do this. They're going to win this. And yesterday's no different. Yesterday, to me, this is a deep pull here, but Kevin Cole of Unexpected Points podcast and Substack and all that, he does a thing where he goes back through the game and EPA this and analytics that and kind of does an adjusted score of what the score kind of should have been. You know, they'll take out a Hail Mary and they'll maybe add in a field goal that would have gone through for most kickers to see what the adjusted score would be. And I feel like the adjusted score in Bills-Jets would be the Bills winning by 10. They probably should win that game by more than they did. And I'm not upset that they didn't. I'm just glad they got out with the win. Get out with the win. And along the way, we got something out of this game from the Bills that some of the other games had not really provided. Who's going to step up? Taylor Rapp in this game was tremendous. Taylor Rapp was awesome. Taylor Rapp maybe giving you visions of what it's like to have a great safety in a McDermott defense, whether it's the tackle on Breece Hall to save a touchdown or two pass breakups. Not all pass breakups are created equal. And Taylor Rapp had a couple of nasty ones. And that's hard to do as a safety in the league these days. You get penalized for everything, as we saw. And Rapp was great in this game. Josh Allen was great in this game. Ray Davis was great in this game. Dalton Kincaid was a contributor along the way. Dawson Knox, you know, you got a little bit more than you'd gotten in, well, a couple of weeks. It had been Josh Allen run around and look for something and nothing's there. And this time it was Josh Allen run around and look for something and there were things there. He was able to find. We got Curtis Samuel down the field. How about, right? He caught a pass long past the line of scrimmage. So, you know, it all worked out. And they beat the Jets, and the Jets have no hope. Absolutely no hope. If they're in a obvious passing situation, a team like the Bills is going to eat them up, unless it's a Hail Mary. They were after Rodgers most of the night. Rodgers can't get away. He's not mobile enough. The Jets, their season, their Rodgers experiment, it is cooked. It's not going to work. They might have a competitive team. They might win a wild card. That team is not going to win on the level that they had hoped when they brought in Rodgers. Hey, now we're a Super Bowl contender. They're not. Watch them play. They're just not. Just not there. They were able to run the ball against the Bills, so maybe the Bills do have a bit of a problem there. You know, again, like just kind of recapping the ups and downs from this game. So the Bills are, they're getting run on. They got run on in this game by Breece Hall. But ultimately, they just look like the better team to me. They look like the better team. They look like the more, I want to say the more disciplined team. Maybe that's ridiculous because there were personal foul penalties. One of them in the quarter switch on Deion Dawkins. You never see that in football. But officiating, everybody mad at the officiating. The thing about everyone getting mad at officiating, sorry, I'm all over the map here. You can help direct the show if you want. 803-0550. It's Victory Tuesday. Your thoughts on, you know, here's the laundry list. The win, the offense looking like it's not totally broken, the defense coming up with the turnover, making big plays, Taylor Rapp officiating, the Hail Mary. We'll, of course, get to that because this is a game that doesn't exist without the Hail Mary. So if you want to chime in on any of that stuff, 803-0550, Tyler Pass missing a kick, two. The one that got blocked looked like, I mean, I don't know if we can know this. The one that got blocked looked, did it not look like it was going to go 30 feet left anyway? Like that goes as a block, but that would have been a miss. Does a block bail them out? So they've got issues, but they got their win. And 4-2 feels pretty good. Two-game lead and the tiebreaker and some softer opponents. The Bills are going to steamroll, I would think, the Titans. We'll get to that throughout the week. Tennessee's quarterback is not good. They can't get anything going on offense. And this defense, you know, they had a good enough day. They did what they had to. I have Taron Johnson back there, and that's important. Garrett Wilson, he ate a little bit in this game, but the Bills' defense was up to the task overall and did the job. I mean, they hold them to, you know, 20 points, seven of which should not have happened. Another field goal drive or that should not have happened on a roughing the passer penalty on A.J. Epenesa. Like, that's a full possession given to the Jets on a bad penalty. So, anyway, all over the place this morning, lots to get to. It's a Victory Tuesday. It is Jeremy and Joe. Joe's not here. Joe was at the game last night. He'll be back tomorrow. I think he might call in at some point and, you know, tell us what it was like there. My father-in-law texted that there were 10,000 empty seats. The crowd was not loud. They gave up twice. All that. Bills, Jets. Congratulations, Jets. Your season is, you know, we all know what you're playing for. Wild card, maybe a little bit of credibility, but I don't know. The Rodgers thing is just not going to work. Interesting to me that how's the game get sealed? Right? The game ends on a couple of plays. One, Rodgers throws the pick to Taron Johnson. But more importantly, the Allen scramble. And this is where that Allen scramble, this is where dropbacks are a good thing. And you might have looked at the way they finished out this possession against the Jets and said, where was it against Houston? Allen running the ball. You know, Allen running the ball is a factor here. So, nice. He called his own number, too, which is another part of this. He calls his own number. That's a pass play. They call a pass play, and Allen calls his own number, knows where everyone's going to be, decides he can beat a couple of guys that have, you know, crowded the line a little too much, and he did, and kneel on the ball, see you later, came over. So, happy. I'm happy. Hope you're happy. I don't have a... The game was nuts. The game was nuts. Everything that could happen in that game did happen. A Hail Mary, a doink, a pass that went under Terrell Bernard's arm and over his hip to the back shoulder of Alan Lazard.
Two doinks, actually.
Two doinks. One of them I don't even want to call a doink. It didn't. The sound it made was not a doink sound. I didn't know field goal posts rattled, but that one rattled like it was loose. Everything happened in this game. How many penalties did we end up with? 300? Maybe 300 yards of penalties?
I think one of the Jets players, Kinlaw, I think it was, had three penalties in like three consecutive plays.
Yeah. It was a blur. I mean, of course, we'll talk about all of it, but a blur this game. And the kind of game where there are so many flags. This is a spot where I don't know if, I'll say myself here, I don't know what I want. On all the replays, right, you get replays of most of these penalties. Weren't most of them actual penalties? And when they were calling a penalty and going back and showing the replay, well, yeah, that's a personal foul. Yeah, that is holding. Yep, that looks like illegal contact to me. I mean, we get mad at officials when they throw 25 flags, not necessarily at the players who commit 25 penalties. Maybe it was more, maybe it was fewer. How many times do you yell out holding? They missed a holding call. If they had called that, people would have been more upset. So I'm glad the Bills won. It would have been misery to come in today and talk about a Hail Mary getting the Jets back in a game that the Bills probably should have dominated. Probably felt like they did to me. It felt like they were in control the entire way. I know they trailed at one point. I know at one point it's 20-20, and the Jets go into the end zone, but it gets called back, and then, of course, they miss a field goal, too. Like, so along the way, they plan on getting 7 points. They come away with zero on that drive. So at some point, it actually might have felt like it was 20-20 on the Braylon Allen touchdown run, but it never actually got there, and I just felt like the Bills were in control the whole way. I wonder if the biggest story of the game, like there's a few big stories in this game, Bills fans, on this Victory Tuesday. 803-0550 is our phone number. Wide open phones. What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about the Hail Mary? Is that what everybody wants to talk about? Want to get right to that? Because I'll say a couple things about it. We can all say a couple things about it. I already look forward to the Bills in a playoff game this year leading by 4 with 6 seconds left, and the other team has the ball at the 50. And the Bills call timeout because that's what they have to do. They always have to call a timeout. And then the broadcast shows a montage of now Hail Marys.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That they've been hit for. I know that's coming, right? The Hail Mary montage with the Hail Murray. And is this one called the Hail? By the way, I'm trademarking. The Hail Marin? Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers? Hail Marin? We've got a Hail Murray and a Hail Marin. Who's next?
That one's a bit of a stretch.
I mean, they're all stretches.
Well, Hail Murray, at least, kind of sounds like Mary.
Marin doesn't sound like Mary?
Well, I don't know. It's just like, it's mashing the two names together. I don't know. Like, that's okay. Maybe you're right.
What if it was Tua? I mean, I can't exactly like the Hail Matua. Doesn't work that way. But here, on the Hail Mary, a couple things. Holy cow. This is not Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins. Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins, I can give you a little bit of, hey, listen, A couple of great players made a great play. You can rush Kyler Murray, and he can get away from you and run and escape. And when he did, I feel like, if I remember the play correctly, maybe Jordan Phillips is right there and so close, and he scampers all the way to the left sideline, turns his body and heaves it to DeAndre Hopkins, who is an amazing receiver, who has mossed people his entire career. That Hail Mary is great player makes great play, great player makes great play. This one is Aaron Rodgers stands in the pocket and looks around as the Bills rush two, and then heaves it to, I'm sorry, Alan Lazard. Not created equally, these Hail Marys. So, I know it was halftime versus a game that they lost. I think the Rodgers Hail Mary is far worse. You rushed two. And McDermott said on the field at halftime he was worried about them, you know, going for a field goal, guard the sideline. But holy cow, guard the sideline. In an end-of-game scenario, when you know how many points they need, you might get more specific to how many points they need. At the end of a half, I really might want to protect against the most points. That might be the thing. What's the thing that's worse for me as the half is about to expire? Seven is worse. And the dots, you know, the funny dots, the next-gen stats dots that we get are nice. The Bills have three guys covering no man's land as no Jets receivers stay in the mid-range. As soon as it's pretty clear no one's staying in the mid-range, I guess that's when Greg Rousseau decides to start, no criticism of Rousseau here, running at Aaron Rodgers from 40 yards away. There's a highlight of this where Rousseau drops back in coverage, 30 yards, decides, all right, nobody here, and then takes off towards Rodgers, who is heaving the ball in the air. So, man, what a night. Everything that could happen, happened. And the good news is, the Bills won. If the Bills find a way to lose that game, we are talking about it as one of the stupidest games in, well, whatever, a stupid Bills game. And it probably goes down as one of the most mismanaged from McDermott if they find a way to lose it. But they didn't mismanage it fully. They won it, and they had big mistakes along the way. But ultimately, I'm just exasperated by the game itself. It was a hilarious game. Things are, if you'll excuse me, things are just going to come to me that happened in this game that I had already forgotten about. Mike Williams slipping and falling and injuring himself as Taron Johnson makes an unbelievable catch on an interception. Terrell Bernard playing like his hair's on fire. Terrell Bernard was amazing in this game. Taylor Rapp was amazing in this game. Mac Hollins. Shout out Mac Hollins. Did Mac Hollins just dominate DJ Reed the whole night? That guy took a bunch of penalties covering Mac Hollins. I did not have that on the bingo card, that Mac Hollins would be a legitimate downfield threat, drawing penalties for the Bills. So that's all the good stuff. I also mentioned the Hail Mary, so that's some of the bad stuff. So if you've got good, if you've got bad, we'll get your calls in. 803-0550. The schedule, we'll lay it out. Sal's going to join us at 8. Chris Brown at 8:30. We normally talk to Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff on Tuesdays. We're moving that to tomorrow because this is a Bills reaction day. Bills win. They beat the Jets. I don't know if they did anything to convince you out there that they're back where they need to be, but they're ahead of the Jets, and that was nice to see that confirmed. And then what we saw was, even in a goofy game without maybe their best, they're better than the Jets. Goofy, goofy game. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Let's get some calls in. We'll connect with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. I'm feeling a lot the same as I did about the team, with a couple more, if I could use Sal's term, arrows up. Ray Davis, arrow up. Taylor Rapp, arrow up. Terrell Bernard. And I want to give one to Mac Hollins, too. Like, Hollins was a difference maker in this game. So, good for him. Happy to see he can contribute. You might not want him contributing as much as he does. I guess I got to give Dawson Knox an arrow up. He also was a part of this game. He hadn't been for quite some time and probably got his most targets in maybe a year. So, good job, Joe Brady. And, Bills win. Sean and Wilson leads us off this morning on a Victory Tuesday. Good morning, Sean.
Victory. Morning. Thank you. I love your show. Victory Tuesday. Let's go. But don't, I mean, great game. I think it was a good game. Lots of, you know, the lead off of on it. But I thought I was watching like a high school football game with all the flags on both sides of the ball. I mean, they were calling absolutely everything. When do you get to the point that the NFL, or, you know, the refs just need to let these guys play football? The old school John Reagan smash mouth football. When does it come to that point? Love your show, man.
Thanks, Sean. The game lacked flow. It really hurt. You'd see a flag on every play. And when you get to that spot, even if it's the right call, this is the relationship we always have with officials, right? Like, call it, but let them play. The A.J. Epenesa roughing the passer, I mean, it's pretty tough. That is a league needs to look at its rule book when it comes to unweighting yourself on a player. I am never one to do the, why don't they just make it flag football? That's about as bad a call as you could possibly see. The thing that makes it bad is that the league thinks it's a penalty. It's not even just that an official misses it. They see it and they think, sure, yeah, that's under the interpretation of landing with your body weight on a quarterback. It is just, I don't want to call it a soft tackle, because I'd imagine that AJ Epenesa tackling you is not exactly a soft experience. But me, a 45-year-old, I feel like I could have taken the hit that Rodgers took on that play and been like, oh, that was okay. I survived. I'm fine. I'm a regular person that was tackled by AJ Epenesa, and they called roughing the passer. Epenesa had a nice game. Arrow up for him. I got to read Sal's arrow up, arrow down. I hadn't done it yet when I woke up this morning. I'll do it between the, you know, one of the breaks. The officials, I mean, what do you say? You nailed, I mean, you got it, Sean. It high school game, disjointed game, lots of ways to say it. You don't want to see a game like that. If that game is in a big spot, like a playoff game, it's talked about as one that ruined an important game, an important moment. And instead, it was just disjointed. Both teams over 100 yards in penalties. Horrible. 803-0550 to Eric in Lockport. Eric, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How's it going, man?
It's going all right. I'm glad the Bills won, so we didn't have to talk about a loss off of that ridiculous game. Well, it was a ridiculous game in full, right?
From start to finish. I mean, before I get into my point, I just want to say about that penalty piggybacking. I want someone to explain to me what AJ Epenesa was supposed to do there. Like, if that was a penalty, then I want, like, Gene Steratore to explain how he was supposed to hit him to not draw the flag. But what I want to talk about was, I mean, I'm so glad we won this game so we're not spending the whole day on it. But it seemed to me that the defensive game plan was pretty crazy. I mean, you have 40 years old Aaron Rodgers on one leg, and I don't know if I can recall one time where they blitzed. I mean, they rushed two men on a Hail Mary, and it seems like the one thing Aaron Rodgers is still able to do, if you give him 5 seconds, he can put his arm into a ball. So that's just all I kind of wanted to bring up. Yeah. But, you know, glad we got the win. We'll enjoy it.
Yeah, thanks very much. Thanks, Eric. It is the best that Rodgers, I think, has looked all season. So if you're looking for, I don't want to say, whatever. They lost two in a row before this game. So I want to be a little careful about opening up early. What didn't you like? You know, some people don't necessarily want to hear that right away on a Victory Tuesday. They might want to wait for the day two of the reaction. That said, they did make Rodgers look the best he looked. And as good as Douglas and Benford are, they met a little bit of their match. I mean, Garrett Wilson had some success against them. Garrett Wilson in this game was targeted 10 times and caught 8 for 107 and a touchdown. Like, how many receivers do that to the Bills? Not many. Alan Lazard targeted 7 times, 6 catches, 114. Of course, the Hail Mary is a part of that. So you take off the Hail Mary, that's still some good efficiency. Breece Hall targeted 6 times, 5 catches, 56. Like, Rodgers looked like a decent quarterback. I thought, again, that's part of why I think the Jets are just cooked. That's the best he's looked. And, you know, 294 with 2 touchdowns and a pick, and that one of the touchdowns was a gift. Shouldn't have happened. Take it away. He finishes with like 240, 1 touchdown, 1 pick. And that is one of the better games he's played. So the whole thing I got to go back through my notes, get through some of these ridiculous things that happened in this game. You mentioned Gene Steratore. He tweeted, Gene Steratore, stop watching this game. He's not on ESPN, of course. He's on CBS. He got up and he tweeted the Grandpa Simpson walking in and walking out of the room meme that you see sometimes. Just, if you're a rules analyst watching this game, what is this, your Super Bowl? The rules analyst work overtime last night? Did he make more? Just a mess. A mess of a game. Hey, they won. And they're home for Sunday, 1 o'clock. We've got some Sundays on the schedule. That's nice to look forward to. Lots to get to. 803-0550 on the Bills win. The good and the bad. The good. Ray Davis. Legit. And I'm seeing a lot of people saying his style is perfect for this offense. Ray Davis. Great stuff. The other side of the table, the Hail Mary and Tyler Bass. They've got to do something. It can't happen every week. It can't. I don't know what the answer is, but there's got to be an answer coming on Tyler Bass. 803-0550, Victory Tuesday. It's Buffalo Bills football Tuesday/Monday, but Tuesday. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. More your calls. We'll rip through highlights, all the good stuff that we normally do on a Victory Monday coming up here on a Victory Tuesday on WGR.
Takes the snap, back to pass, looks to the left, as Dalton Kincaid at the 45, breaks a tackle at a 50, breaks another one as he runs over a defender, and he's got a first down, and that's got the Bills bench up and fired.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.